This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Today, Jeff and Camille will explain how to make the most out of your retirement income. Welcome to our show. And I just want to say a big welcome to both of you, Camille and Jeff, father-daughter legacy team here at Monolith Financial Group. Great to be here with you guys.
It's always great to be with you guys, too. And this is going to be a really interesting show because we get to talk about kind of some of the worries people are having with, okay, will my money last a lifetime? And that's always a great thing to sit down with people and go over.
Yeah, I'm excited about this segment because we're going to be answering a lot of those common retirement questions in regards to inflation, taxes, income. You know, you've spent an entire career saving for retirement. The last thing you need at this stage of the game is to make a misstep. So you end up spending down your savings too quickly. Uh-oh, we don't want that. So how can you make sure you've done enough? Well, today we're going to share with you some simple ways to help you maximize your retirement income. You can help make the most out of your retirement by taking these strategic but really simple to do steps. So it's important to recognize that your financial focus needs to change when you get to retirement. You focused on saving for decades, but when you retire, it's time to shift to preserving and maximizing, also spending what you saved, which we find is a very different thought of mind for a lot of our retirees. It's time to spend what you saved. The steps we'll go over today could be the difference between you hoping that your money will last or living your best case scenario to having a retirement that you can feel comfortable and confident knowing you've got a plan that fits your lifestyle and your needs to be successful in retirement. So let me give you our phone number. Write this number down. It's 916-884-2584. You can also visit our website at monolithfinancial.com. That's M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com. There is so much information on our website to help answer a lot of those questions. And there are links on there so you can go ahead and schedule a 15-minute phone call with Jeff or myself to get started on living your best retirement.
Okay, everybody keep that number handy because you may have some questions here that you'll want to call Jeff and Camille about. But I want to get to this projections from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, which shows that 40% of households where the head of the household is between the age of 35 to 65 years of age, they're projected to run short of money in retirement. So my question to you, Jeff, is how concerned should pre-retirees be about running out of money?
Well, that has always been the number one concern is, do I have enough money to last a lifetime? But really what they're asking is, do I have enough income? You know, where does your income come from? Is it guaranteed? Is it from a pension? Are you only getting Social Security? Or do you have a pension, Social Security, and you have a retirement plan that you can draw from? So what we really do is look at all the different areas that you're drawing income from, and then see how can we get that to last a lifetime for you. It's really about, and Camille mentioned this earlier, is putting together a spending plan now because you're no longer contributing to savings.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, you guys always talk about how it's so crazy that people, it's really hard for them to spend that money that they've worked so hard to save.
Yeah, well, because you're just used to saving.
Yeah. They just want to hang on to that.
Whole different, you know, train of thought, different lifestyle you're living now.
Yeah. So let's go over some factors, Camille, that could cause us to spend down our savings faster than we'd anticipated.
Well, one of the biggest things I've seen is really not knowing your budget, not having an understanding of what your daily spending really costs you and adding inflation into that. So that's one of the biggest items we always start with our client families is giving you a budget worksheet, not to keep you on a budget, but to understand your lifestyle spending. So that way we can make sure we've got the best plan for you moving forward that contains all those factors. And then some of those unknowns are illness. As you age, you could get ill. There's accidents. You could get disabled. you know, long-term care needs for yourself or a loved one, that's an area that's really overlooked by a lot of people. You know, they go, we'll figure it out when I get to it. Well, sometimes that can be too late, so it needs to be talked about. Also, death of a spouse or loss of income, that's a big area that needs to be planned for and talked about to make sure one or both of you are going to be okay, depending on what goes on. Forced early retirement. If you're forced out of your job and you need to retire early, or if you just want to retire early, that's a great thing we get to have with a lot of our client families is, you know, I've decided I might want to retire early. And so we actually have our dream retirement process where we can plug in those numbers and tell you, yeah, you can retire early. So now you can go into work and go, I'm just one bad day away from quitting, which is awesome for our clients.
And we're always prepared for when that one spouse retires. It's not soon after that that the other one wants to retire too. So we always have to kind of prepare for those things.
It is all about having a plan and understanding what that plan means for you, your lifestyle, and to make sure it works not only now, but years into the future. If you don't have a plan, or if you've got a plan but aren't really sure if it's going to last you a lifetime, I'm going to encourage you to pick up the phone and dial 916-884-2584. Let's take a look at your retirement plan to make sure that you can continue living the lifestyle that you've grown accustomed to and have a successful retirement. That number is 916-884-2584.
And their website, monolithfinancial.com. Camille just talks about that. Great resources there, monolithfinancial.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. So let's talk about some solutions here. Tell us about a strategy to help us make sure that we don't spend our retirement savings down too quickly.
Well, and again, the number one thing that we keep telling you is have a plan to start with.
Yes.
And then not so much different buckets of money, because we do go over that with you also, but it's also different time periods. You know, we always say when you first retire, that should be the go-go period. Just the other day, I was out playing golf with some of my buddies from high school, and we're looking at different time periods. And the number one thing I heard them kept saying is, you know what? I got to start enjoying life. I've got to start doing the things that we've always wanted to do.
Yes.
And do it now, because you start understanding that, you know, at 65, yeah, you still got some go, maybe not as much as when you're in your 40s,
not
right?
Not as much gumph, yeah.
But you've got this energy, you need to go out and use it. And then what we see, and it's amazing how many of them were at kind of asking me, because I said, I see hundreds of people throughout their life, and it's about 75 years old where people start, you know, kind of the slow go era. Mm-hmm. And then about 85 is kind of the no-go era. It's, you know, that's the time when you kind of say, okay, we're hanging around the house more. Yeah. We're enjoying our grandchildren. You know, we're enjoying a whole different style of lifetime, but we're still trying to enjoy it. So it's really getting those differences. And then what Camille touched on just a minute ago was, and then there's those different life changes that happen. And, you know, again, one of the things I heard a lot about was grandchildren, you know, on the golf course and being able to spend time with them. But also I saw a lot of us with our aches and pains and stuff like that going on too. So it's really about planning throughout your lifetime, but have an actual plan that will take care of those different times of your life.
So I have a question here. If somebody is in retirement or approaching retirement and they realize, I don't have this plan that they're talking about, when is a good time to get a second opinion maybe on some strategies?
Well, I always say any chance you get. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with, you know, checking in and seeing how well you're doing and get another opinion. But it's more about what I see from people coming into our office, people that I talk to. It's about making the time for it. And then having an open mind, because a lot of times people just, if you talk about finances, they shut down. They're like, I don't want to talk about that. But again, it was a great learning lesson with all my friends from high school is talking to them, because I've been doing this for 30 plus years. and to talk to them about their retirement and what they're planning and stuff like that, a lot of them just don't even have a plan. And so it's really important to sit down and find somebody that you can put together a retirement plan that you feel comfortable that they're not just selling you one product, but they're putting together multiple different opportunities for you and see how those work. So the right time to get a second opinion or to get a checkup is now. Take advantage of Monolith Financial Group and the ability for us to go over any type of products that you see out there, and then have an open mind to see what type of products are available for your retirement and that fit you and your retirement needs. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584. You know, we're here to answer any and all your questions, and we're here to help you build your retirement plan. I can't wait to talk to you. 916-884-2584.
And don't forget, a lot of great resources on their website. You can download a lot of different topics. It's monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. And they get questions every week, not at work, but whenever they're out and about. When people find out who they are, what they do, they get questions about retirement all the time. So we thought we'd do it again, bring the mailbag questions to the airwaves and have them answer on the air. So, all right, guys, you ready to get started?
I'm ready. I love this part.
Yep. Okay, here's the first question from Mike. He says, I've had a steady corporate job for 35 years, and my wife has taught piano lessons since we were married in the early 80s. Her job helped us pay for groceries and gave us some extra money to put away for the future, but she does not have a job with a 401k or insurance benefits. How can I make sure that she'll be okay if something happens to me?
I love this, Mike. And, you know, you're not alone. I have helped other client families solve this exact same question, maybe a little bit different personal situations. But one of the biggest things is while you're still alive and well and you're working, she's working, she can put money into her Roth IRA. So she can actually set up a Roth IRA and contribute up to the maximum benefits, even if she stops working and you just continue. So only one spouse has to be working for you both to be able to contribute to a Roth IRA or a regular IRA. I always say Roth because we truly believe in pay taxes on the seed, not the harvest. Plus, that'll also really help her if, you know, something does happen to you. Now that's not another taxable account that she's going to inherit. Another great idea and way that we've helped people just like you is life insurance or annuities we look at. So life insurance, it's a great way to say, hey, I'm going to put away some of my earnings, buy a policy that if something happens to me and she goes ahead and maybe inherits the house, your retirement accounts, she can use part of that money to actually convert your IRAs to tax-free Roth IRAs and now help her. Because what happens when one spouse dies? You go from a married tax bracket down to a single tax bracket. And traditionally, the single tax bracket doesn't allow for as much taxable income. So that's another great way to make sure she's okay, not only financially, but taxability-wise too. I mentioned the annuities as well. We set these up all the time because what you can do is you can buy an annuity that has a lifetime income benefit, or as Jeff and myself and our team at Monolith will constantly refer to this as kind of your self-directed pension, and you can set it up for both of you. Because you know what, Mike? We don't know who's going to pass on first. So why not have in your plan that regardless who passes on first, both of you or one of you will be okay in retirement? Because that's something that is part of our retirement plan. We actually look and say, hey, if Mike, you were to pass away at the age of 83, how is your wife going to be left? What is her retirement plan going to look like? And that's another big reason when we are dealing with married couples, we say we need to sit down with both of you when we are putting together your plan, because the likelihood that one of you is going to end up with it, and typically it's the wife, and a lot of times the wife doesn't want to get involved, we say she needs to know what we've done to help set her up so she knows, hey, I'm going to be okay. This is one less thing you have to worry about. Financially, you're going to be okay. Let us help take that burden away from you about being worried about your finances. We've got you. We're here to support you. You're okay financially. And that's the most amazing thing ever. So, Mike, there's a lot of things we can look at doing for you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that. If you guys have your questions and want them answered to you personally, 916-884-2584. That's the number to call. Here's another question for you. Jeff, I'll give you this one from Megan. She says, we weren't planning on leaving much for our kids after we passed, but now that our first grandchild has been born, we've changed our minds. And then she writes, we should have had the grandkids first. anyway, she says, is there a way for us to leave them each a little something after we're gone?
Well, Megan, I know exactly where you're coming from, because my wife and I have just, about 2 years ago, Camille gave us a beautiful little granddaughter.
Aww.
And so we're now going, oh my gosh, you know, you want to leave them everything.
Little Peyton, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, again, Camille had some great ideas just now. You know, take part of your IRA money and buy a life insurance policy with it. Mm. That policy can then go to either the parents or the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And it just depends, you know, how long you live for. So there's a lot of things that we can do. It's just, what do you want done? We just recently were talking to some clients that said our grandchildren now are in their 20s, and we would like to make sure that they have maybe a down payment on a house.
Wow. Yeah.
So we put together a life insurance policy that gives each of them $100,000. There's two of them. So a $200,000 life insurance policy that when the grandparents, our clients, mm-hmm. pass on, that money goes to the grandchildren and they can use it as a down payment on a house. Because the nice thing with life insurance, it passes on tax-free. And I'll have to say currently, because taxes always change. But we're here to really help you plan a plan that fits your lifestyle. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Again, it's your plan. We just need to get together and tell stories. Then we can go ahead and put that plan together for you. 916-884-2584. Tell us what you'd like in your plan.
I love that, Jeff, because you think about housing right now and how expensive it is for newlyweds to purchase a house. Oh my gosh. So that would be a wonderful gift to give to your grandkids. Love that. Here's another question from Sandra. And she says, my husband and I just started getting serious about preparing for retirement. We started going through all of our monthly expenses, and it was really eye-opening. I had no idea where it was all going each month, but now what should we do?
Oh, Sandra, you sound like so many people that walk in my door. Most people don't really know what their budget is, and that's why one of our first action items that we have you do when putting together your personalized retirement plan is we say, hey, we need you to look at your expenses and write them down, because you're like a lot of people. They didn't realize what they were or were not spending. And, you know, then we need to put inflation there. But the biggest thing is we've looked at stuff like this over time, and we've helped many families, you know, really maybe crush some of their debt so that they can become debt free, looked at their expenses and said, hey, you know, it looks like a lot of items are going to Amazon. And, you know, how can we help curb that Amazon spend? It's always kind of a joke because I say there's a lot of people that are like, I had no idea I was spending like thousands of dollars, you know, for Amazon, because we are a culture of I want it and I want it now. Mm-hmm. And typically Amazon provides that. And so I say to a lot of people, you know, maybe just put it in your cart, save it for later. And if you want it, you know, a week or two later, then maybe buy it. And it's amazing how many people actually come back to me and they go, I started doing that and I haven't bought those things. They're like, I just deleted them. They're like, wow, thank you so much. You know, so it's kind of funny. So I love and congratulations on getting serious and putting your expenses down. But what you really need to do is give us a call so we can find out how does that budget translate to your overall retirement plan. So, you know, are you spending more than what your income is going to be in retirement? Things like that. Where maybe can we save money or shave off from expenses? So, you know, we are happy to do that. So Sandra, give us a call so we can help you feel less anxious and nervous about your monthly expenses.
There you go. 916-884-2584. That's the number. Text the word visit if you want to do it that way. Get on their calendar. Complimentary. Last question. This is from Dwayne. And he says, I'm planning a relatively simple, quiet retirement. I've done most of the traveling that I wanted to do, and I only have one or two places that I'd like to see someday. I like this. This is interesting. If I don't have anything big planned, is there really that much I should do for a retirement plan?
And I'm going to say yes, because do you have family? One of the greatest things that we're able to do is help our clients start giving early on to their kids. One of our clients, we were managing about $600,000 of his money. And I finally said, you know, I'll call him Robert. Hey, Robert, what are you going to do with this? And he goes, well, it's for my kids. I said, why don't you give it to him now? He goes, well, I can't. I said, yes. At that point in time, you had a $5 million lifetime gift that you could give. And he went, what? And I said, yes. So we're really about, you know, your plan being for you and putting it together. It's so many different things that you can do. I mean, Dwayne, how about taking grandchildren, if you have grandchildren, or your kids on trips? It's about building memories in retirement. That really is what it is, with friends and family. Build those memories. And if you got money to burn, I'll just say, you know, you got more than enough money to live on and you have a great budget and a great lifetime income source, then do good things with the extra money you have while you're alive. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to put together the most incredible retirement plan that you can think of. And do it together. Call us now, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.